Thinking back to that time, I had been going through a phase, I think just kind of questioning my abilities as mayor and how much I could really bring to the community. When that happened, seeing the need in the community for a figurehead to be that stability and a calming voice and saying, you know, we can get through this. We can do this.
Where do you think Sitka is in terms of its emotional well-being? I mean, there's one thing about just readiness and physical preparedness, but the other day you were in Maine, but it started to rain here kind of heavily, you know, in August.
Right.
And people aren't quite back to where they were.
Yeah. Well, it's a loss of innocence. That landslide destroyed any innocence we ever had, or naivete about what our land is like here. It was a reality check. Oh, we can have landslides here. They can kill people. We better pay attention. We better learn about this. And so I feel like we've been on this road of discovery of, well, okay, what do we know? What do we need to know? What do we need to know to make decisions about where we want to live? You know, and then of course that led to all, you know, and into some political decisions of, you know, and economic decisions. And I think we're still kind of working our way through that. I don't think we're done yet.
Has it, I guess, just affected you personally and the way you look back on the time you served in Sitka?
I would say that it definitely had an impact on me. I have not gone back to that site since all that. I keep thinking about I need to drive up there and go look, but I haven't. I've seen it from the air, but I have not driven up there yet. I think there's a part of me that just doesn't feel like going and dealing with that right now. I will at some point, but it also, it had kind of a maturing effect on me as a mayor. It's like I grew up. I mean, I had to do some hard things and speak to the world, you know, about what was going on here. And I had to reach beyond myself to do that.